Expelliarmus!
Hey, you're tuned into Robbie's Modern Life, midday to one on FBI Radio 94.5 FM. I'm Sophie Gordon. With me is...
Mitchell JC. I'm here too, another regular of Robbie's Modern Life.
Hey, Mitch. And hey, another, Sophie? Another one.
Hey, I'm Bernie Boggy. Hey, Soph. Hey, Mitchell. What's happening?
Hey, Ben.
Not much. How are you?
Good.
We're not notably much. Missing one member of RML, Robbie Armfield. Hasn't arrived yet, so...
Namesake of the show, I guess.
Let's see what's coming up in the show, Mitch.
Moving swiftly along. A cold, sharp knife slices through a fresh brown onion. That's right.
Great.
Yeah, it does, Bernie, doesn't it? That's right. Fresh onion, new knife. Coming up very soon, we'll be slicing and dicing a large brown onion with a sharp new knife.
That sounds great.
So good. What? I want to hear more of you saying that, man. That sounds so good. George R.R. Martin, the famous author, and Ando have teamed up to make a semi-autobiographical depiction of Ando's life. That's coming up around the corner. It's been heralded by some critics as providing kids with an introduction to the plight of the immigrants. Others have said it truly undermines anything real. There's a quite stark difference between Arne's harrowing but humorous retelling of his upbringing and George's descriptions of ice-breathing dragons. It's a weird combination.
It's a weird combination.
Yeah, okay. I can't wait to find out more about that. Also coming up, New South Wales Transport has a great new initiative that has Sydneysiders super amped. It's called Kids Do the Train Announcements.
Love the title.
Look, it's pretty self-explanatory. The kids voice the train announcements. So we're going to be getting to that just around the corner.
Awesome. Here's a clip.
Next stop is Central. Goo goo gaga. I like Rick and Morty.
Love it.
Wow.
Wow, that is cute. That would make my day start nice.
Yeah, you reckon?
Yeah.
And
less angry on the train, Mitch.
Yeah. Welcome to our webinar. We've got some awesome offers exclusive to the show that is airing today.
What?
Hey, everyone.
Finally.
Hello.
Dude,
hey,
it's like mid, it's like 12:04.
Yeah, but you're not going to guess what.
What?
What?
We have a seat here behind the microphone. Is this thing hot?
Yeah, we set it all up just in case you came in late.
All right, awesome. Sorry for being late. Like genuinely.
It's okay, but sorry, we had to start without you.
We did a few.
Headphones on, levels on.
Jokes aside, it'd be better if you could get in on time.
My name is Robbie Armfield. Happy to be here. And guess what?
Time is money for us.
Guess what?
What?
We're rich.
No.
We're rich.
In spirit, maybe.
Look at my smile.
Well, you look like
very modest. So I look like someone that's poor? Do I look like someone that's poor?
What?
I'm rich.
What do you mean?
I don't know. That bad? I don't know what that looks like.
What's in that? What is that? Cinder blocks?
Read it and weep.
Why is it
losing?
Whoa!
It's raining money.
Look
at this one,
Bob.
Rob, why are you ripping up American dollar bills?
No.
That's like lunch for a week.
Look, open your eyes, man. The $100 bills, you loser.
$100 bills.
What?
Wow.
We're rich.
Really? RML got rich.
We got rich. Yeah.
Guys, we're literally rich.
Okay.
Do you see this money? This is thousands and thousands of dollars. We're rich.
Well, yes, it's about time.
Let me look at that.
That's awesome. I don't have any questions.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't answer them anyway, so...
I've got some questions, but...
Well...
What are we going to buy first?
Hey, keep them to yourselves. We've got all the money in the world, all the money we could need. And if you treat me right, I might just nibble it out to you guys, all right?
So, oh, wait, You wouldn't do that anyway?
Hey, it's my money. But anyway, that's moving true. Swiftly along, we've got a huge show. Well, obviously, I mean, I'm rich and not poor anymore, so that's awesome. But Mr. Farm, Sheep app has got you covered at just $4.99. It's hard to walk past. This app has all the information that you would ever want in one of those.
Yeah, thank you, man. Sheep app.
I'm downloading it now.
Covering.
Hey, I've got more money costs. Than $5. You know, might even tip them $5. You know what I mean? $1,000. We're rich. And Australia is heading into the first recession in almost 30 years, which means the economy is slowing down. Oh, not for me, though. We're going to be talking to our financial reporter, Max Syllabus, in 15 minutes, live from Martin Place, where people seem to be walking slower than normal for some reason.
That is odd. Mm. That's so strange.
Yeah, it's pretty strange. But we'll be speaking to him very soon. Stick around for that. Huge show today.
A Queensland carpenter admitted himself to Brisbane. Oh my god, I'm just tongue tied. Himself to Brisbane Royal Hospital after eating 10 packets of K-Time muesli bars. He entered the emergency ward at 4 a.m. and said to the staff, "I've eaten 10 whole packets of K-Time bars." The nurse at the hospital apparently made headlines after saying, "How did a kid get here?" I don't know.
Okay.
I can't wait for
I don't know what that is.
That's coming up. So we're going to be
talking information on that, I suppose. Yeah. What else, Bernie?
Things we cannot do without our morning coffee. It's a long list, but we've narrowed it down to our top 10. Coffee is amazing. We love it. And we're going to face it today on the show. It's the supercharged nectar of the gods that has us doing all sorts of crazy things. But not we need it. We need it to do these crazy things. And, you know, all the money in the world won't allow us to do things without coffee.
Very
so
true.
Coming up on the show, top 10 things we can't do without it.
And count to 10. Okay.
You want me to do it?
Seems easy enough. Stick around.
Okay.
And coming up after the break, the heartwarming story of one local woman's mission to feed hungry women in your area.
Which one?
Which one? Stick around to find out. Plus, we need to hear from you on the text line. Where and how should I spend this thousands of dollars that I've accrued in just recent times? Should I spend this money? I mean, I'm thinking a jet ski. I'm thinking all these other things. But how should I spend it? Well, some people might say charity, mum. Some people might say pokies, whatever it is. Text in. How should I spend this money? 0409-945-945. I'm rich up to the nines. I don't care where it goes. I just want to buy some stuff. 0409-945-945. Where should I spend it?
The arts, I reckon.
Okay, RML, FBI, we'll see you in a moment with a heartwarming story.
AMZ Everyday Transaction Account. No monthly fees. No locking contracts. It's you. Every day.
Here's the deal. Open your eyes. Your life is a lie. Don't say a word. I'll tell you why. You're living a lie. Your life is a lie. But you deny. You ever lie. Wondering why. Barely alive. Count your friends on your hands. Now look again. They're not your friends. Hold your breath. Everyone left. No surprise. Living a lie. She knows, she understands. Her life is a lie. Nobody wins. Try not to cry. You will survive on your own.
Oh god, I'm feeling depressed and low.
Why?
I have a headache.
I'm like, my head's all over the place.
Oh man, you need Sheep app.
I need Sheep app for $4.99, I think.
Have you had your coffee yet?
Oh my god, Sophie. That's the answer.
Dude.
That's the answer.
You haven't had a cup of coffee this morning?
Man, you were so out of it. You haven't even introduced us.
Oh my god, that's the answer too. Mitchell JC over there. Hey, Bernie Bolger over there.
Sophie Gordon
over there.
Yes.
Oh, man,
my name is Robbie Armfield. Robbie's Modern Life is the name of the show on FBI 94.5, I guess.
State, man. You need a coffee.
All right. I certainly need a coffee. These are the top 10 things I simply cannot do without my morning coffee.
Don't talk to me before my
morning coffee.
I don't know you. This is a public bus.
I said don't.
Welcome to McDonald's. Can I interest you in a...
Before I have my coffee.
Premium rest coffee for just a dollar.
Talk to me. Introducing McDonald's new dollar menu at breakfast.
Bruh. Hey man, don't even talk to me till I've had my morning coffee.
This is RML's top 10 things we can't do without our morning coffee.
Everybody with me on that drunk shit.
Number 16, simple mathematics and numeracy.
What?
It's simple. Haha, just kidding. It's actually number 10. If you pick that one up, good on you. But the point still remains. Doing anything remotely related to numbers is incredibly difficult without a hot cup of caffeine to kick things up the bottom.
Hear, hear.
That's what I can't do. I don't know about you guys. Mitch, do you like coffee in the morning? What else can't you do before your morning coffee?
Man, try understanding the philosophy and meaning of everyday life without your morning coffee. Now, look, we aren't going to kid you. This one is difficult on any given day, isn't it? But if you haven't had your morning coffee, then you can all but forget about ever making it a reality.
Oh, fair enough. It's such a good morning joe, isn't it?
Yeah. Oof.
And without it, some things just can't be done. It's crazy.
Yeah.
We're currently counting down our top 10 things we can't do before our morning coffee.
I didn't even realize that, but yeah, that's how it's effed up I am.
Numeracy,
at the
yeah.
You need a Java.
Number 8, Bernie?
Yeah, coming in here at number 8, close to 9. He's understanding chaos theory. So here again, mathematics charts on our list of things we can't do without a hot cup of jitter juice. This time, the mathematics is a little bit more complex, but no less hard to digest without digesting your first cup of coffee for the day. The reason it's so hard to understand before a coffee is because small differences in initial conditions in regards to chaos theory, such as those due to errors in measurements or due to rounding errors in numerical computation, can yield widely diverging outcomes for such dynamic systems, rendering long-term prediction of their behavior impossible in general to comprehend.
I don't know how you even read that out, Bernie, without your coffee.
You need a coffee for that one.
Yeah.
Number 7, without my morning coffee, I just can't differentiate between good versus evil. Anyone else? From the most basic,
usually tell that.
From the most basic decisions to the more challenging ethical dilemmas, just cannot without my morning coffee.
I find that in movies, I find I can't without a morning coffee. I don't know who the villain is.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, I've done some bad shit,
Rob.
Without my morning Joe.
Hey, you know what? Like, now that I think of it, actually, there are so many things that I have trouble with without my morning coffee. One of them is hosting a radio show, of course, but number 6 here. Address someone in the military with their title and rank. Usually what I see, just people, if they're wearing their uniforms, it all just blurs into the background for me, you know? It's all just a jumble in my head in the morning. I'm trying to discern between their title and surname. Pre-caffeine is like revising astrophysics for a test the next day. Our brains are all jumbled and warped, and that first morning coffee helps with the wiring of that brain and to discern the title and also the rank of the brave soldier that is right in front of you. Number 5 here, the top 10 things we can't do without our morning. Joe, Mitch, hit us up, man.
It's driving heavy vehicles. Maybe 6 wines will make me a little worse. At least 1 coffee is mandatory before I get behind the wheel of a large vehicle.
Yeah. Number 4.
How often is that?
It's not often, but whenever it's happened, yeah. Oof.
I can relate though, Mitch, because I've clocked here into the list, number 4, purely on my own anecdotal experience, operating heavy machinery, very hard to do. In the morning without a cup of coffee, your legs can just feel like jelly and you're going to feel like gravity's like twofold. You're going to be jellying towards the ground. Yeah.
So driving heavy vehicles and then operating heavy machinery.
Mm-hmm. Operating heavy
Two distinct things.
Do not do without a cup of coffee.
Do not even try. And number 3, Sophie.
Yeah, narrowing these down a bit. Number 3, meet my friends. I just can't meet my friends without a morning coffee.
Oh, you just feel like antisocial? You feel like you can't... What do you mean?
Everything. I can't work out where I'm meeting them. I can't muster up the courage to speak to them.
It's hard because a lot of people get together to drink a morning coffee with mates, you know?
Yeah, it's hard, man. It's hard.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what you need?
I feel so blah.
Sheep app.
What's that?
$4.99.
It's like the price of a coffee.
You miss the farm.
The price of a large coffee.
You're missing the farm, so if you download Sheep app on Google Play.
And so Apple nice score. To wake up to, isn't it?
So good. Cock-a-doodle-doo. Really sheep app, $4.99.
It's funny you say an app because number two here.
Yeah, is... mobile games. Angry Birds is the hardest to do without my morning coffee.
So hard.
Oh, man. But it's such a mindless
game. Stuck on level three.
It's mindless, but it's so hard without my morning coffee. And number one, okay. Mitch, of course, with top 10 things that we find extremely difficult to do without our morning coffee.
Similarly, is other mobile apps.
What?
This would be inclusive of sheep app.
The sheep app would
$4.99
would be included. Luckily, sheep app mostly is automatic. It's sheep app
plays itself.
$4.99 and it just sort of runs on its own.
Ad for sheep app, the whole thing.
All right, and I suppose runner up or special mention is this show. I feel like my tongue is tired.
And drinking a coffee.
Let's all just have a sip of coffee now, and then we can go to a song. Let's have a sip.
Oh, how am I meant to drink my coffee without a morning coffee?
Oh, that hits the spot.
Whoa.
Hey, guys, I think I could buy 10,000 coffees with the amount of cash that I got.
We should do that and then freeze them and save them for later.
I wonder if a cafe would ever be game to make 10,000 lattes
and then like freeze them.
Should we do it?
Cryo sleep them.
I would never be able to sleep on a coffee.
Or sleep on a bed made of coffee, frozen coffee.
I wouldn't be able to do that. Imagine you sleep on a bed made of coffee.
A swimming pool, but hot coffee.
Oh, like a water bed, but it's coffee inside.
Big fat liar, make it blue as well.
Oh,
love that movie.
Yeah.
We should watch that in the break.
Yeah, we probably could. Right.
We'll definitely watch the trailer. All right. Hey, coming up, one woman's heartwarming journey and mission to feed one lonely woman in your local area.
I'm not crazy. I'm just a little unwell. I know right now you can't tell. But soon enough, you're going to try that drug. Naprofilinol.
This one's okay. Maybe I have one too many pants. I don't know. Yeah, hello.
Are you right with the 32s in there, or did you want me to get a 34?
I'm okay with a 32. I think I might come out and grab something in a sec. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Just give me a shout if you need.
Will do. Thank you so much. These are definitely too small. Oh, these are cool. These are cool, these ones. Yep. Sorry. Hello. Hi.
Hey, are you going all right in there?
Yeah, no.
Can I grab you anything from out here?
No, I'm fine. Thank you so much, though.
Are you right with the 32s?
Yeah. All good. Thank you.
Okay.
Try this shirt on.
How many items?
Pardon?
Oh, no, I wasn't talking to you.
Okay. It's a pretty good deal, though. 3 for $60. I could probably afford that.
No, sorry, all the change rooms are full.
I don't... Yeah. Excuse me? Excuse me?
Yeah.
Hello? Hi. Do you think you could grab me some of those cargo ones? Those, it's like...
The khaki cargoes?
Like it was like white. Green? It was like snow camouflage. Did you see those?
Yeah. I can go get them. I'll just be in a 32 or a 34.
I'll try a 36 if that's all right.
Yep, no worries. Sorry, it'll just be
actually. I'll 34 and 36. That'd be great.
Yeah,
just
okay, good idea. Yeah, I'll get both. Sorry,
legs.
A couple of minutes.
That's fine. And legs probably 38.
Yeah.
Waist 36 and 34. Both legs 38.
Both legs 38. Yep. No worries.
Thank you so much.
Oh, good. Sorry. Sorry about the wait. I'll just go get them now.
All good. Treating myself today. Great deals. Yeah, hi.
Hey, so you wanted the forest camouflage, right?
That'd be awesome. Thanks. Oh, thank you. Yes.
Okay, both legs are 38. Yeah.
That's actually perfect. Thank you so much. Sorry, I'll be out in a second. I know there's a bit of a line.
No worries. Let me know if I can get you anything else.
I will do. What was your name again?
Alicia.
Alicia, thank you so much. Try these ones on. The legs are so long in these ones.
Are you right with the lengths in there?
Yeah, hello.
Hey, you right? You know, we have an in-house tailoring service if you do need those pants cuffed or anything.
Okay, how much is it?
The tailoring service?
Yeah.
If the pants cost over $49.90, it's free. But if the pants are cheaper than that, then it's $8 fee.
Pardon?
If your cost price is over $49.90, the tailoring is free.
Okay.
But if it's under that, it's just an $8 fee.
The music's so loud in here. I'm having trouble hearing you, but I can't come out because I'm almost naked. I'm basically naked in here, but
oh, it's okay. Just know that we have a tailoring service if you do need it. Get finished.
Okay. Sorry.
Get
sorry.
Finished with your changing, and I can help you outside.
I'll be out in a second. Sorry about this. These legs are so long. 38's a bit long for me, I think. I think I'm literally 32 in the length of the leg.
I'm not crazy, I just love a good deal from Outback Steakhouse, yeah. They've got the steaks and fries on tap at such good prices. Outback Steakhouse, try it today.
Names are Bernie.
Hey.
Sophie.
Hey.
Sophie. Mitchell.
Welcome back.
Robbie.
And I'm Ray Martin. And we are very lucky to have with us very soon in the studio.
Just waiting outside.
Yeah, she's just grabbing a morning Joe, I think, actually, which is great. Soon she's about to come in. She's downloaded the Sheep app as per our request. She's loving that. And she's putting together her morning milky. And we
$4.99
on
Google Play.
So she's doing a beautiful thing for the local community.
Price for coffee.
I think she'll come in a sec to talk about that. But well, let's just all agree on how we should pronounce her name. Because
wait, what do you mean?
I'm a bit scared to say it on air.
Sorry,
we should have talked about this off air. Well,
it just so happens that we're doing it now. So,
okay.
Well, should we just call her Jane?
Yeah.
Well, that's her name. Yeah.
Well, it's Jane. But I don't know if we can say.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, see it on the page there.
See how it leaped out
that way.
I think it's spelled as it is. So look, I reckon. If you guys are okay with it, let's just call her Jane. We won't mention
last name. Mentioned the last name.
Okay. Fine.
It is a swear, right?
Fantastic. I'll go and bring her in.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not going to say anything.
Hello, Jane.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Take a seat here, Jane.
Thank you.
Make yourself at home.
Hi.
Oh.
Make yourself at a house.
Thank you so much for having me. Huge fan of the show and really, really glad to be able to come in here and talk about this great thing we're doing today.
Do you mind talking us through what it is that you're actually doing at the moment, Jane?
Sure. So did you know that 1 in 5 women are not getting a proper breakfast each day? They're showing up for work hungry. And as many as 2 in 5 women are having trouble deciding what they feel like for breakfast.
Mm.
Between soggy Weet-Bix and toast again, it's not always easy to get a yummy, nutritious breakfast in you before you start your day, before you get to work. And that's where we wanted to come in and make a difference.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting. So who are you exactly, Jane?
Great. So my name is Jane Cunt. I have been working in...
Weren't going to say it.
Sorry.
Pardon?
Sorry, is that... Sorry. We
weren't sure how to pronounce it.
We weren't sure how to pronounce it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just pronounced how it's spelled.
Okay.
C-U-N-T.
Yeah, Cunt. Jane Cunt is my name.
So it's not spelled any... Okay.
I've been working with women and with Food Bank for just my name, just a normal English name, sure. Jane.
Sorry about that. We just went.
Okay. Are you okay if we just go by that. Jane? Maybe
just I would just because the of the. Just because of the.
Is it pronounced Jane Kunt? Is it?
It's just no.
Have you heard the song King Kunta?
Yes.
Is it a soft C, maybe?
It's Jane Cunt. It's just C-U-N-T, Cunt.
I don't know if our audience
It's just that my Twitter and Facebook handles have Jane Cunt in it, so I would appreciate if we could just...
Yeah, okay, moving on. Let's focus on the
use of it, maybe.
Mm. And we'll just focus on the mission more, maybe.
Let's focus on the mission, sure. Jane. Talk us through who you are.
Look, I'm a cunt through and through. My dad was a cunt. My mum was a cunt. And their parents before them. It's my dad was a cunt. My mum married a cunt and became one herself and popped out 3 little cunts. I was the eldest of the 3. And I always had a desire to work in the community, to help feed people, women who are hungry, who are not getting the proper nutrition before they start their day. So what we've decided to do is we've decided to open up a food truck, and it's feeding the women of Sydney who, you know, might be out of work at the moment or might be off to work on an empty stomach. No woman should have to start the day on an empty stomach. They should have something tasty, cheap, nutritious, and good food to get going for the day.
Awesome. So what is on the menu, Jane Cunt?
On the menu, we have a range of breakfast burritos, sausages, sausage sizzle, and we have the new cheesy squid brekkie wrap as well, which I'm very excited. It's my own cunt family recipe that we are going to be trialing out in the food truck. We've made a couple of prototypes to share around for you guys today.
Oh,
so if you
wow.
So generous.
No thanks for me, to be
honest.
While
you're chewing into those, I'll just let you know that one piece of squid actually has twice the amount of protein of a rump steak, so you're really getting the protein that women, Sophie, as you know, would need.
What do I know?
And iron around that special time of the month.
Yes.
The squid?
Yeah.
Right up the top.
Okay.
Right up the top.
Is that the less important section?
It's the most important.
So, Jane, you said you wanted to make breakfast available and affordable for women. What are the prices like of your menu?
Yeah, so the slogan of Jane Cunt Food Truck is that we make something tasty, delicious, nutritious, and cheap. And we're
That's
doing
catchy.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I made that up myself. So do bring cash.
Okay, cash only?
Well, it's a bit tricky. We do have a card machine, but if it's under $10, we will surcharge you. So it's $4.50 per breakfast item. But if you're spending under $10, you will need to pay by card.
Okay. So it's a flat rate. The squid is $4.50 as well. It's like if you just wanted
Unless you wanted extra cheese sauce, and we're doing that for 50 cents.
Plain.
You got to get 3 squids then to get over 10.
That's it. That's
or I guess you get two squids with two extra servings of cheese.
That absolutely
comes to a clean 10.
That's a clean 10.
Well done, Robbie.
Okay.
You've had your own morning coffee.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I haven't
you're
tried.
You place your order.
I've been to your food truck before, actually, Jane, but you wouldn't serve me even when I dressed up. You know, I'm keen to try. I'm so glad you brought in this squid today, actually, because I've been trying for weeks to try this out. But
do try the sausages as well, because they're really, really delicious.
The what, sorry?
The sausages, sausage sizzle. We're just doing the Coles snacks. Very popular.
Thin beef.
Thin beef sausages.
Frankfurts.
They're the cheapest we could get, and this way we can feed as many women as possible for the lowest possible price.
Okay, so $4.50 per snack?
Per sausage sandwich.
What is the bread on offer?
We're just doing the dollar Coles loaf as well.
There's some serious markups there if I'm going to do some quick maths. You know, it's about, $5 for one of those 24 packs of Coles Thin.
Well, but by design, I'm sure, Bernie, I'm sure, Jane, probably the extra money is going towards a worthy cause.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're really excited because we wanted to have an organisation that pays its staff properly. So by marking up the price of the snags a little bit, not only are we getting women a nutritious breakfast to start their day, but we're also paying those working in the food truck a decent living wage as well.
Okay, so there must be a few more people under your supervision there in the food truck.
Just me at the moment. Okay. It is a very small food truck, and I think the word food truck actually is a bit misleading. It's more of a wheel-in cart.
Okay.
Oh, that's all awesome. Right. So you can move it around different places and go to like football matches and stuff like that, is that?
Unfortunately, it is fixed. We have had some help to fix it in place at the moment, and that was just a legal issue with council. Anything with wheels has to be registered in New South Wales. It was a whole thing. Really, we're getting away from what we're trying to do here, though, which is get women eating a good, proper breakfast before they start their day.
So, Jane Cunt, we've been talking about the amazing things you've got on offer. How do we get to it? Where is it?
Okay, so you can find us just down the road from here, actually, on the corner of Botany Road and McAvoy in Alexandria.
Oh, yeah.
McAvoy.
Yeah, McAvoy.
It's a
big intersection, and where you'll see me there. You'll see me with my food cart sizzling up
near the squid
and sausage.
In a car park?
Yeah, it's in in the McDonald's car park. You'll find me there.
Right.
In the Macca's car park you're selling.
That's correct. Well, I've had council approval to sell my wares wherever the wheels are fixed. So if they have an issue with me taking up business there, then they can take that up with council. But I will just add this, though. There is an added benefit of being in the Macca's car park, and that is if you pretend you're going to order from them, you can actually get cash out on your card to then come and buy something under $5.
That's a great tip.
Wonderful. Hey, Jane.
Oh, I'll just plug the socials if
that's
okay.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you, actually. Jane Cunt Food Truck. Is that on socials?
Yeah, on Facebook, Jane Cunt Sausage Sizzle. That's sausage spelled S-O-S-I-G. And on Twitter, Jane Cunt Food Bank for Women. That's four with the number four.
Okay, great. Beautiful. Always wonderful to have someone in that's doing wonderful things for the community. Jane Cunt, thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me, RML.
Coming up very soon, we're going to be jumping into some music and what the community thinks of it. Our favourite reviews on the Triple J Unearth website very soon. Here's a song, RML, FBI.
Hello, I'm Jesse J, and I love Nespresso. So essentially, when I get to the studio, I literally cannot work unless I have a piping, steaming Nespresso with me at all times. Vocal takes, they're very important for me as a vocalist. So when I'm at the microphone, I can often take 3, 4, 5 hours if I don't feel like I'm getting the right vibe. And what helps me through that is having a scalding hot Nespresso available. What flavors do I like? Kenya, South Africa, Ethiopia, Morocco. Oh, Cairo's got a very deep blend, actually, that I love. It's a little white, it's like a little blue sort of turquoise style flavour, like colour, like pod. It's called the River Nile. It's a very watery one, but I love it. So I go immediately to the Sahara for a real dry, it's a very dry roast, that one, actually. And that one's like a light brown, like almost an orange tinge pod. You know what's funny is like, because I love Nespresso coffee so much, I know everything about every single flavor. If I'm feeling isolated and alone, I often reach for the Madagascar blend because... You know, I performed in Egypt in 2013.
Just I love a good coffee, yeah, I like Nespresso. That is my choice when I need a fix. Nespresso.
Zebra, Cairo, Sahara. I love Nespresso coffee.
FBI TV RML right now. Robbie, Bernie, Mitchell, Sophie in the studio with you right now. We love your company. Yeah. Thank you for being with us.
Hopefully you're not listening to Triple J Unearthed right now. But if you are, we're going to let you know that we have favorite reviews on it.
You might have used the website. It's got all the best music on there. The up and comers of Australiana. They all put their music up there. And kindly reviewers, jump on there as well. Listen and leave a little comment.
The future headliners of Splendor.
Yeah.
That sounds like
the place Splendor legends are born.
You see some funny reviews on the website, and some of them are just so funny.
Yeah.
It's so weird to find all this new music and all these amazing, insightful comments on there. So why don't we just look through some of these comments?
Absolutely. Mitchell, so good. These are our favorite Triple J Unearthed reviews. Number one up the top here. This one really speaks to me. I too went through a tough time losing a family member. Great track. Thank you so much to that person. Sophie, next up.
This slaps in a sad way. I love that review.
These bars are staunch as.
Fans of Lime Cordial and DMAs are going to dig the vibe of this one. Straight up banger.
Fuck. This one has huge 2 p.m. at the Splendor Amphitheatre Hill vibes. Cooked and singing along with your best mates.
Starts off like Kite String Tangle meets U2. Then the bass hits and I forgot what planet I was on.
Like if Flume and Stickies had a baby.
These boys are one to watch.
2020's answer to Never Be Like You.
Just when I thought these guys couldn't get funkier, they go and make this absolute anthem.
Like if Kendrick Lamar had a baby. That's a different one.
All right. I could get mugged and beaten, but if this song was playing, I wouldn't even care. Interesting.
Lizzo is shaking.
At 3:12, my parents are...
That's an awesome review.
I love it. It's so awesome.
Yeah,
it's
I like guess that's when the drop comes in or something.
At 3:12, my parents are wondering what WTF is going on in my room, XD.
Mm. Here's another one. Year 2020. Can you take any more punishment? Me listening to this track. Try me. ...
I love this next one. This bass line. What? Sorry, just reading this for the first time. This bass line speaks for itself.
This bass line one speaks for itself.
That's similar to one of my favorites, actually. This bass line has its own passport. It's taking me to Funky Town.
Wow. I could have a serious medical incident and become brain dead, and I would still love this song.
What?
Oh, that's a hell of a review. I wish I knew which song that was. Anyway, sweet, grooving, baby-making music.
All caps there. Yeah, that's awesome.
And lastly here, Bernie, our favourite Triple J Unearthed reviews.
This is the favourite one, is it? Aussie music just got walloped. So there you go.
By this absolute anthem.
These guys are cooked units.
Huge. Thank you so much to everyone that contributed there.
Thank you, Triple J Unearthed.
You can find the playlist nowhere. Now... All right, moving swiftly along to our new segment, Letters to the Editor.
Oh.
We're proud to announce here on RML a new initiative to assist in your writing skills. We've been given a grant by the literacy arm of the government, and with that money, we've hired a professional letter editor, and we plan to put them to work. So last week on Twitter, we did a call out for your badly composed letters that you want our editor to edit, and you guys delivered. Literally.
Literally.
We've got a few. Go ahead, Mitch.
So, we've got a few samples of the letters here and some context and then a letter from our editor to round out the segment. Sorry if that's confusing. You'll see soon, though. And he'll be giving us a rough schedule as to when the letters will be edited.
So, the first letter is from Nathan, 26 years old in Sydney. It's a letter he's trying to shape up to invite his neighbours to a street party. Here's a sample. See if you can pick up the editing mistakes.
Hey, neighbours. Today, I'm getting an invitation out to your all to come to my straight party on Sunday. Please bring a...
Pretty bad spelling. This one. Get this straight to the editor.
Please bring a couple of snacks and we some will do a drinks.
Did you read that backwards, Sophie? Or?
See you on Sunday. Nothing.
Oh, I'm so glad we can help these people out with our new editor, who's very good at, you know, going through these letters and helping them fix.
Yeah, it's a great skill, and we're super appreciative of the editor that's contributing to this part of the show. I think Nathan will greatly benefit from this particular skill of the editor. So, Nathan, mate, thanks so much for getting involved. The next letter here is from Grace, 40. She's from Sutton Forest. She's writing a letter to thank her in-laws for hosting Christmas and has delayed sending it because she is worried about bad syntax. Let's take a look. Dear Roger family, I'm sorry it has taken so long to write to you all. I have had a crippling worry of writing you a letter that may contain some grammatical errors. So crippling, in fact, that I have decided to send this very letter to a miscellaneous radio show based in Sydney to edit it before I send it to you. Don't ask how I know of the show or how they are going to help me edit it, okay? Just don't, because I have had it up to here with your assumptions. Christmas was lovely, and I hope we can get together again soon after these strange times.
Okay. So less spelling errors in that one and more just syntax and grammar.
A weird meta reference of the show in that one.
The third example, Mitch?
Yeah, another one we have here is a letter from Evelyn, 17, in Melbourne. She's writing an angry letter to her recent ex-boyfriend who cheated on her because she reckons it will sting more than a text message. Right, there you are, Evelyn. She sent it in because she doesn't want her anger clouding her grammatical judgment. That's very smart. So we'll probably read that after the break, will we?
No, let's go right into it now.
Go right ahead. All right, let's hop straight into it. Zed,
quick language warning on this one.
Quick language warning. Zed, I hate your guts. I can't believe you would fucking do this to me, you sack of shit douchebag. I want my onesie back, you prick. Get yucked. -ev.
Scathing.
It's kind of funny that she doesn't want to text, but is using like text shortcuts in that letter.
Yeah, look, we all read at different levels, Evelyn, but that's going to take some work. But luckily, we've got the editor here, I guess, to look over that and be able to make that a bit more presentable.
Absolutely. And if you have any more letters that you would like us to pass on to our editor to assist with your grammar, email to rml@fbrradio.com. We've got a new email there that you can get in touch with us at. And that's all for the show today. It's been an absolute pleasure to be with you, Bernie. Thank you.
Hey, no worries.
Sophie, wow.
It's been a great show.
Mitchell, pleasure's all mine.
Pleasure's mine, actually.
Actually,
it's kind of all mine.
Hey, shock on that pleasure, because it's all mine.
Actually, you know what?
I want all
share that round.
All right. Who wants another morning milky?
Yes.
All right. Coffee time.
I wouldn't mind some of that money as well, Rob. Do we?
Yeah, we'll talk about that next week, I think.
All right.
I need to pay for sleep app, so.
Jump on that Sheep app, $4.99, Google Play. Okay, see you, Bernie. Thanks so much.
See ya, everyone.
Listen back on the podcast. Everywhere you get podcasts, Cool Robbie's Modern Life. Huge thanks to Jane Cunt as well for jumping on board. You can find her at the Macca's in, what was the?
Alexandria
Macca's car park. It's called Jane Cunt Food Truck. She's feeding sausage all hungry sizzle women in the mornings. Wednesday through Friday, was it?
Yep. Yeah.
Seems to be. Okay. She's nodding outside.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Hope you have a wonderful day and a wonderful week. It's been a pleasure being with you. Goodbye.
Bye bye.
See you, man. Yeah, thanks.
Hi, Bernie.
You got to head out, Bernie.
See you, Bernie. Yeah,
see you later, man.
Yeah. Thanks so much for coming in.
Good luck.
Do you want to get lunch or something, man?
No, I got
to go. Oh, okay.
Stopping recording.
Oh, 3, 2, 1.